2024 started with fears that elections worldwide would be manipulated with fake pictures, audio, and video due to rapid advances in artificial intelligence technology. It didn't quite turn out that way. NPR's Shannon Bond looks at how AI showed up on the political stage this year.
In January, thousands of New Hampshire voters picked up their phones to hear this.
We know the value of voting Democratic when our votes count.
The call sounded like President Biden telling Democrats not to vote in the state's primary just days away. But it was an AI deepfake and the manifestation of fears that artificial intelligence would disrupt elections. Hani Farid studies manipulated media at the University of California, Berkeley.
The nightmare situation was the day before, the day of election, some bombshell image, some bombshell video audio would just, you know, set the world on fire.
The Biden deepfake turned out to be commissioned by a Democratic political consultant who said he did it to raise alarms about AI. He was fined $6 million by the FCC and indicted on criminal charges in New Hampshire. But the feared wave of deceptive, targeted deepfakes didn't really materialize. Instead, the most visible use of AI in many countries was to create memes and content that didn't hide the fact it was fake, often openly shared by politicians and their supporters. Farid calls it death by a thousand cuts.
I don't think the images were designed to be clearly deceptive, but they were designed to push a narrative, and propaganda works.
In Indonesia, a political party used AI to reanimate Suharto, the longtime dictator who died in 2008.
Saya Presiden Suharto.
I am Suharto, the second president of Indonesia, the AI Suharto says, before endorsing the party's candidates. Soon after, Suharto's son-in-law, who also had the party's support, was elected president. In India, where the world's largest democratic exercise took place last spring, AI content circulated widely. In May, at a bazaar in Jaipur, a trader named Dilip, who has only one name, told NPR's Dia Hadid his friends forwarded him AI-generated memes on WhatsApp.
Jo Rahul Gandhi ke thode cut it karke kiye jaate hain.
He said he liked the ones mocking opposition leader Rahul Gandhi, like this one depicting Gandhi as a stupid thief, imagining all the money he would steal if he won. Dilip said despite the memes, he'd already made up his mind about who to vote for. AI-generated content also featured prominently in American political discourse this summer, like a fake ad featuring an AI-voiced Vice President Kamala Harris that Elon Musk shared on his platform X.
I was selected because I am the ultimate diversity hire. I'm both a woman and a person of color.
Former President Trump posted a cartoonish AI image purporting to show Taylor Swift endorsing him, which, to be clear, she didn't. This use of AI is not meant to change people's minds, says Zeev Sanderson, who studies how digital information is changing society at NYU's Center for Social Media and Politics. Instead, he says, the goal is
to make their preferred candidate look patriotic or noble, to make their opposing candidate look evil, right? I mean, these are things that you essentially could do in Photoshop relatively easily, and generative AI just makes it quite a bit easier.
It's hard to draw a direct line from these AI fakes to how people voted, says Farid of UC Berkeley.
Do I think it changed the outcome of the election? No. Do I think it impacted people's thinking? Yeah, I think it did, and I think it will continue to do that.
AI's most visible use this year wasn't to deceive people, but Farid says the technology is only getting better, and the information environment is only getting more polluted. Shannon Bond, NPR News.